You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyonsBrilliance.wixsite.com/PerryLyons.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, cats and kittens, and welcome to Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. Mercury has been retrograde since July 7th, and Mercury retrograde is interesting. I'm not going to go into the technical details because I'll get them wrong, but Mercury, just so you know, is not actually going backwards. But Mercury retrograde is a time that happens about four times a year, and when Mercury goes retrograde, what I've noticed, even if I don't know it's retrograde, is that transportation gets wacky, plans go awry, A-W-R-Y, and things to do with communication, computers, all that, tend to get a little, as Elmer Fudd would say, squooey. So this has been a particularly impactful one. I took a train to Roanoke, Virginia this week. Don't ask why. Actually, it was great. But the train did everything except go backwards, blow up, and get filled with chickens. And I've been finding that like texts aren't going through and there's miscommunications. So my astrologer friends, especially Elizabeth Grace, recommend that this is not a great time to buy a computer, or unless you want to buy me one, in which case that's a chance I'm happy to take, or sign any big binding documents, or do anything big and legal. If you have to, Mercury retrograde only goes on for another week or so, but if you can't put it off, just make a very strong intention for everything to be fine and for your highest good. And put your shirt on backwards and other good luck things. Sorry, that's an old superstition we used to follow in my house. But enough about my dysfunctional upbringing. Really happy to see you guys here today. And as always, just thank you for being here. I get the best people here. It never ceases to amaze me. And we have Bryant. Oh, great. And Tulsa. Oh, Oklahoma. Up next. Bryant, can I ask you a small favor, love?
What?
No, nothing to do with money or anything. Do you mind if I just do a quick like tarot for the week? It's only three cards and I'll talk really fast. Is that okay?
Okay.
And I'll think about you the entire time I'm doing it. There. Thank you, my love. Okay. So we like to start off the show, and by we, I mean me, with picking three cards, by picking three cards that sort of foretell the general tenor of the week. So far, it's been really accurate. Okay. So the first card, things you might be thinking about this week or might come up for you. See if I can do this right this time. How's that? There, I kind of did it. Ah, there. This card is a lot to do about your resources. So, and that's not just financial resources, although that too. It's also, it's gathering things together. So if you're thinking about, I don't know, writing a book, you get together all the stuff you've written in the past. Here, let me hold this up again. There. You'll see it's a guy looking at a bush filled with coins. His bush, pardon the expression, his coins. I can never get this right. Okay. And that's looking at resources It can also be like family resources, family money, money you've saved, and you're thinking about what to do with all these terrific resources you have. It might even be intellectual resources. So if you're thinking about starting a new career, you might be thinking about, like, what have I done in the past that I loved? Okay. Oh, I love this card. Ah, great card. This is the Sun card. The Sun. It involves a naked baby on a pony with a big sun. Ask your landlord if you can have pets. The pony might be inconvenient. But the Sun card is about new beginnings. It's also about letting yourself be open to a kind of happiness that you may not have experienced before. And the Sun card is just about new beginnings. It might even be an announcement of a pregnancy, which if you're a man could be surprising. But it's always, it's really good. It's a kind of happiness that maybe you haven't experienced before. And the last card is the Queen of Wands. If you're a guy, and some people are, I always get this wrong. The Queen of Wands represents either a woman who is a Leo, an Aries, or a Sagittarius, or an outgoing, cheerful woman with a lot of energy. Not always a drama queen, but not always not. The black cat there symbolizes her intuition. The sunflower symbolizes her sunniness. And if you're a woman, this would be a good kind of card to kind of, how do I put this? Think this is a good persona to kind of use this week. So it's about being a little more fearless, a little more outgoing, a little more cheerful, unless you're very cheerful, in which case don't get too cheerful. That's annoying. But this card is about activating your sort of Queen of Wands self, which is a very delightful and proactive self. Okay. Thank you for, that's our, oh, and if you're a guy, a woman like this is going to play some sort of role in that you'll notice in your life this week. Okay. Bryant, everything no. good? You didn't get bruised? Okay. No. Hi, my love. No. How are you? All right. Just check because I don't want you to sue me. All right. So, thank you for waiting. And tell me your birthday, because that's how I connect people.
June 9th.
Oh, excellent. Very good day. Gemini boys. Okay, and yeah. It's like, yeah, devastatingly charming. Not always devastatingly faithful, but they can be. It's just, I'm sure you are, though. So how can I help you this week, my love?
Well, I was looking for guidance in my marriage. It's been difficult the last
4 years.
Three months, and I'm really not sure where it's going or needs to go.
I'm sorry, love. I don't usually say things like this, but it does feel like your partner is resentful about something, but not either not communicating what it is or possibly communicating it all the time. But there seems like some unresolved resentment on her part. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is this resentment something that happened 3 months ago or something that happened a long time ago and was just re-triggered?
I think it's something that's happened longer ago. It keeps being re-triggered.
That's really hard.
You did a very good job of talking about it and generally plays a victim in any type of trying to tackle an issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah. People get very attached to their grievances, unfortunately.
Yes,
sometimes they do. and I'm not blaming her. I think she could be. It seems like she is more interested in living in that grievance than being happy. I see a lot of this. People get more attached to being right than happy. which gets a little boring for them and everybody. Okay. Also, the thing is that she's got either a mother or a mother figure. There's some women around her who are encouraging her in kind of a victim narrative that's not really serving her. Right. But these are people who don't really have good relationships. So, yeah. As my mother used to say, still says, darling, never take relationship advice from somebody who isn't in a good relationship.
Yeah, that would be her mother and her sister.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Well, misery loves company. You never see a fly in a fly strip saying to other flies, go around, right. Go around, right? So that's a problem.
So, I don't know if I can be more specific with the questions, but basically she's in Texas and has told me she wants to move back, but really hasn't seemed to make an effort in discussing coming back, which makes me lead to believe she doesn't even want to, you know? So I don't know if she's just telling me what I want to hear or she's actually sincere about it.
I'm sorry. My feeling is no, she's telling you she's putting it off because I find that if people want to do something, they do it.
That's what I keep saying.
Yeah, and you'd be right about that. You guys have been married with 12 to 14?
The one thing is that I was in a shelter situation, and I've just now obtained a 2019 home, brand new, within the last 2 weeks. So that's been brand new, you know. And so now there's a place for the family to be now, you know what I mean?
It sounds like you went through a hard time. It also sounds like you might have, it sounds like you might have overcome either an addiction or something. It sounds like you're rebuilding your life and you're doing it with honor and,
It was traumatic and very hurtful and I'm still dealing with a lot of loneliness. Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'm okay. I go to work and I'm almost done with school, so...
Yes, that's great. What's your school?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what are you taking?
Heating, air conditioning.
Good, because you do have a talent with solving like mechanical. You're good at mechanical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a necessary thing too. You guys been married like 12 to 14 years on there?
Well, we've been together since 2011, we've been married for 3.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm not always right. Most of the time, but not that time.
Right.
Did she leave when you were having a hard time?
No, that was the thing. It was the way it was done. It was very troubling why she would treat me in such a manner that she pretty much just left me on the street. Right in the middle of winter with the car broken down and I had 72 hours to figure out what I was going to do. And I had no warning and she wouldn't even pick the phone up to say, hey, you got to figure it out. She pretty much didn't even talk to me for, I think it was 60 days.
I have angry face right now. I don't know if you can tell.
And it was very hurtful and basically, I went to school. I took my EPA certification test. So excited to bring it home. And when I got home, her mom had come from Texas, picked her up, and she was gone with the kids. And I was just crushed. And I've been alone ever since the end of February.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. Car broke down.
I'm sorry.
Car broke down probably a week after that. I had no job, but I somehow managed to survive all of it. Now I'm making $15 an hour and
My heart goes out to you, and you have my utter respect and admiration. I can also tell you're a really good guy. I mean, I think you are faithful. I know. I was just teasing about because Gemini men tend to be irresistible. So, but you've got a very good character. Well, I was talking to my older sister today, and it's funny because usually any conversation I have during before I do the show is about is for somebody who's going to be calling in. And so, Brent, I'm going to repeat this back to you. I'll pull a couple of cards, and then my sister was a MSW social worker therapist for 35 years, just retired. And we were talking about somebody, and she said, "Well, darling, the best way to judge somebody's future actions is by their past actions," because she said, in my experience, people don't change. Now, she said, some people do change, because she's seen me change, my boyfriend. But most people have to really want to change. And just from what I'm getting from who you are, you deserve a partner who thinks the best of you, sees the best in you, and appreciates that you're faithful and noble and honorable, and you work your bum off. And you know what? You're cute, too. The cards I'm getting, I got to say, the cards I'm getting are not very hopeful about this, because make sure that you get good custody of your kids. But I think somebody else is. Yeah, because you've got great kids and you're a very good father. But I think that was the
craziest part that I recently did. What? Like, as soon as she was gone, I filed for divorce, so she would have to come back 9 hours. Otherwise, I would get everything I wanted because of the way she did me. And I recently dismissed the case. And I don't know if I was premature in doing that. She's just basically telling me, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to get what you want there, because the Hanged Man card is you expecting her to change, and she's not going to. She's being offered something. Oh, it's a card, the Hanged Man card. It's an obstacle card. So it says that you're expecting somebody to change because you want them to, because you care about them. The Justice card coming up.
If she comes back here, she's going to be the same way she's always been.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Yeah.
The Justice card says you might want to reinstate the divorce. The Death card never means death, but it does mean something's over. And I'm sorry, I wish I could give you, but you deserve better, honey. You really do. And the person who's coming towards you, because you are not going to be single for long, not that I'm advocating jumping right into something, but you're a good man. And they're hard to find. And there are good women out there who will appreciate you and not be more attached to being right than being happy. I see that a lot. This who's coming towards you is a woman who is independent and has her own life and wants somebody to be a partner in conversation and good times and, you know, I don't know, bowling, travel, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think this woman's going
to
change.
I was working school by the time I had a chance to sit down and catch my breath. I don't feel like
you'd be amazed. when the big one has something in store for you, time shows up.
Yeah.
Have some faith.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? You're going to be, and the rest of your, it looks like you are going to get divorced, but then everything is coming up roses. And I apologize to Katrina in Florida. Call me next week. Just really, you know, sometimes if I'm talking to somebody who is a terrific person going through a hard time, I stay with them. So Katrina, call me back next week, and Brian, we're going to do the rest of the show for you, okay? Because you deserve
thank
that.
You.
You're welcome. And you do deserve it. I'm glad you're first. I'll be gentle. Unfortunately, what I'm also getting is a card that indicates somebody who is not very emotionally generous. That's not you. That's the other person we're talking about. That's somebody who kind of nurses. If they get hurt, they'll hold on to it. That kind of doesn't work, you know? It just doesn't. I don't think you're like that. I mean, we all hold grudges. I mean, And you're feeling right now, because you're a little lonely, you're feeling like this is how things are going to be. Things are going to change very fast for you in the next few months. Just make sure that you get access to your kids. She doesn't mess with that. And yeah, take care of yourself. But I think you have two kids. Sorry.
Three.
I'm getting, no, three. Yeah. I should have just said three. Sorry. My guides are like, we said three. I'm like, yeah, well, sorry. The boy really needs, they all need you, but there's a boy there who needs you a lot. And you're a really good dad. And yeah, it's also good
for... We got two boys and one girl. We got two boys this and looks one like, girl.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
She's very sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the oldest boy who needs you the most.
Yeah.
I think he's the most like you. He looks the most like you. They all need you, but you're not going to lose them. And it's good for them to have a parent who tells the truth and who is stable. Cause I think, that's all I'm going to say. And that would be
that's
you.
Okay. And it's the truth, and there's nothing wrong with that. So no, I know.
Yeah. But you're going to be so much better than you can see right now. I remember 15, 20 years ago, and I went to, I had a problem and I went to rehab, and God, 25 years ago. And it was in Minnesota, my glamorous New York life with my movie star friend. I thought my life was over. I was there for 3 months and, you know, straight as an arrow ever since. But I was so lonely. I thought my life was over. And when I came back to New York, I worked really hard, and my life was better than I ever imagined it could be. So just know that it's...
I've started over in life more than once, but I don't know, this time it's affecting me more, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I don't know.
You're going to be okay. I'm sorry, because you deserve to be taken care of. Yeah. You deserve to be... honored and respected, and you deserve, you know what?
I know that.
Any person who would do that to another person, you'd never do that. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. My boyfriend would never do that.
You know, and it's not like we were struggling. She was a manager at a storage facility and had an on-site apartment. And so we were only paying $100 a month for rent. We had no electric bill, no water bill. We had free internet. We weren't
People who are going to do bad stuff are going to do bad stuff. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah, exactly.
However,
we just have bad intent,
Yeah. Well, they just bless and release. And we got 30 seconds. So what I'm going to say is, that's my name, Perry Lyons. It's on the screen there, just in case I forget it. And the cards that came up for your future are terrific. They're the Wheel of Fortune card. Call back if you have any questions, or contact me in my Facebook page. And you really are going to be the happiest you've ever been. And we all start over a number of times, but each time we get stronger and we go up a step. You're going to be more than fine. But let me know how you are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Free of charge. All right, bless you, my dear. Mm-hmm. Take care. You are going to be fine, really. Take care. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Bryant. Thank you to my producer, Dave and Constance Solomon. Thank you to Moonstruck TV. Thank you to Delia Sherman and Ellen Kushner for being my hosts at Hollins University. And thanks to all of you. Come back soon. All right. Love and blessings. And wombats. Okay, maybe just love and blessings. But I like wombats. Okay. All right. Take care, guys.